Pearl Jam and Jeremy on 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station. And it's that time of year again. This Saturday kicks off racing action over at the Magic Valley Speedway. And I know it's not technically summer yet, but once racing happens, to me, it's on and summer is here. And Chris McKean is here. He's hungry. He hasn't raced all winter long. And I think he's ready to do some racing. How's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm big, fat, and pregnant, but I'm good. And I say that in a loving sort of way, I think. In a very honest sort of way. This Saturday, what are you racing?
The Mountain Dew Late Models, Division One out there.
Nice. Okay, so all winter long, we were talking earlier, you don't race. I mean, there's really nowhere.
Yeah, there's nothing really to do.
To race. And,
you know, you can't really get your fix around here.
So you've been itching, rocking and itching? I mean,
yeah, all we do all winter is kind of go through the cars, make sure they're all in tip-top shape, do some research, and we found a couple things that I think are really going to help us out this year.
Cool. Can you divulge? Or?
Nope.
Okay.
Top secret. If I tell you, everyone knows.
Okay, I see how it is. So is there anyone this year that you have your eye on that you're like, oh, I got to take that guy down? Or
well, there's a couple. We got Dan Pearson, last year's champion. Mm. Obviously, you know, he's doing great.
Right. He's riding on that high too still,
yeah.
I'm sure. You know.
Jeff Wade's coming in with one of our, one of the cars we used to own, and he's hopped right in it fast, right out of the gate. Jason Abbott bought Casey Pearson's old car, the runner-up car from last year. So, I mean, it's going to be really competitive this year. And we're going to have to be on our A game all year.
Nice. Cool. Okay, so pertaining to the Speedway, there's some new stuff happening. Can you tell me about that at least?
Yeah, they
good.
They got the
give me
kids 12 and under are free now. It used to be just 5 and under were free, but they're going up to 12, and that's to kind of make it more affordable for all the fans out there. Military with ID are going to be free all year. I think it's something that they should carry on into next year.
Heck yeah.
But it's definitely something that I feel is awesome that the track's doing this year new.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, they're actually going to do an Easter egg hunt for the children.
Cool. It is Easter weekend, which...
Right. So it works out perfect, right?
Sounds really good. Especially people who are like, what am I going to do for Easter? Go to the Speedway.
There you go.
That sounds perfect to me, man.
You know, they have little Easter eggs that look like race cars. And
oh, really?
Yeah, they'll let the kids out on the track in the intermission, and it's something cool just for the kids to be on the track. I mean, when I was a little kid, I loved that. And then you get to go out there and you get Easter eggs to boot. So it's just something that I took my daughter out there and she absolutely loved it.
I was going to say, did you, you know, you have kids, and did you bring them out there? And
yeah.
They love that
First
stuff.
Time for my son. They haven't done it in a year or two, so.
Okay.
But.
Well, what I really love about the Speedway is you guys do it upright. I mean, you know, you could do it here, but then you just blow that out of the water and go over and beyond.
Well, you have
above,
to. You know,
fun.
You're entertainers. You gotta give them something to come out and check it out.
Heck yeah. And speaking of that, lots of racing. Want to go over what... racing classes we have this weekend?
Yeah, we got the Mountain Dew Late Models, which is the series I'll be racing in, the Brennan's Carpet Superstocks, Sherry's Cafe Hornets, Qualys Electronics Junior Stingers, and like I said before, I mean, we got the Easter egg hunt out there. It's going to be a pretty decent weekend.
Nice, and it should knock on particle board. Weather should be great, and you guys got corn dogs still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've been kind of craving hot
dogs.
And
even if it is a little chilly, they got some great hot chocolate out there.
Oh, heck yeah. And buckets of beer, literally.
Bucket, yeah. Buckets and buckets.
Have a beer for me, people, okay? You know, I'm itching and rocking myself. I heard that there's going to be a car show in the summer.
Yeah, that's something we're working on putting together. You know, there's a few car shows around here. We're going to try and outdo all of them.
Nice.
You know, we're going to work with them, try and get as many people down here as we can. And we have a lot of interest in it from people around town and everyone that we've been talking to.
Well, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, I'm not from here originally, so when I do drive around, you notice a lot of just really cool old cars. And
I mean, they're out there. They're just sitting,
just need
though,
to be shown
you know?
Off.
Exactly.
Get them out of
the
garage.
We got to give them the opportunity. Anyone that enters their car in the show gets 2 free tickets to the races that night.
Nice. Okay, so if you want more, hit them up, magicvalleyspeedway.com. Check them out this Saturday, and not just Chris, but... all the race car drivers have been itching, rocking, and just ready all winter long. They haven't been able to race, man, so this Saturday it all kicks off. And remember, we have tickets and a tour of the pit all season long for you to win, 983thesnake.com. Chris McKean, anything else?
Come check me out in the number 7 Gold's Gym late model.
There you go. It's 98.3 The Snake.